I won't be nearly as, I don't know, vigorous or perky as everyone else seems to be. I don't know why, it's just a personal failing. I like to think of econometrics as kind of a subset of mathematical philosophy, which is about how we make inductive statements that are true. Now that sounds a little bit more highfalutin than anything I will do, but there are kind of two aspects of statistics. One is a mind-numbingly boring but absolutely essential part, which is describing the mathematics of chance setups. So, you know, like what happens when you flip coins a few gazillion times and that type of stuff. Taking that kind of language from the study of those types of very artificial systems and marrying that to things in the real world to make what some people would call causal claims. So, you know, the types of questions that, you know, we'll address in the class are including, like, you know, does Medicare save lives? Do gifted programs work? We'll talk about one way to think about it is the mathematical part of program evaluation, where a program is defined so broadly that it really means like intervention by somebody. The course will make a great deal of use of Stata, so we will do our best to help you along, but it will take a little bit of work. Let's see what else I want to say. The first part of the course is kind of a refresher, as I like to kind of call it in quotes, about all the statistics you already know, and then we move on to kind of addressing mathematical research design. So things that you may have heard of, or most of you are familiar with randomized controlled trials, but there are other ways to do things that are just as credible. One is something called the regression discontinuity design, and there are fancier versions of that. And so the idea is we'll actually have, in some cases, some actual data, we collect, and some data we get from someplace else. And one of the things we'll try to do is make sense of that. So that's basically it.